You want to hear some rock stars or what? Fuck yeah.
So we're just starting. We'll be on to like 10 or 11, right?
Welcome to the Roach Clip Podcast. Oh, Roach Clip Radio. Brought it back. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Roach Clip Podcast. We got a special guest in the building. You guys might know him as El Pinche. We call him Rico. Que suave around here. Mr. Abe, ¿cómo andamos, carnal?
Did you guys start? I thought you guys were just fucking around. Is this live?
Oh, no, this is fucking greatness.
Are we always on? God, man. All what an introduction, bro. Shit.
Just hit record.
I feel
that's
like I
should have
smoked like a 20 rock to that introduction. Like,
oh, yeah. We got the mouth of the South, Mr. Franco 602.
Greetings.
And last but not least, Mr. Brody Milkus the Third.
Yo.
Milk that mustache.
What up, Brody?
What up, man?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, and you?
How long has it been since you split the Red Sea?
Since I split the Red
2000
Sea?
2,000 years ago? At least, right?
Minimum
2,000 years.
Give or take.
We got Moses. We got Franco. What's up, Franco?
Yo, what's good?
Chilling like a villain.
Got another wacky Wednesday.
Another wacky Wednesday in the books. We got El Pinche Abe podcast in the building.
Hey,
you guys might know him from Que Suave Tacos. You guys might know him as the barber extraordinaire, Mr. Que Suave Barbershop. What's that?
Hey, you guys be sure to tune in right now. We are
shaving
live on the Roach Clip Podcast.
Two tits.
The link is right here. Now, we're live now.
If you like dark nipples when you get your haircut, you got to go to Mr. Abe at Que Suave.
Que Suave. Tacos, too. Que Suave Tacos right next door. What's up, Mr. Abe? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. You guys are so good and so fast with this shit. I'm way behind. I'm just doing a quick story.
Oh, yeah, dude. The show's almost over right
now.
Damn. We're that fast.
Jesus. I didn't even bust a nut, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, that's what we do.
That's crazy. I busted three in Franco's mouth just in the last 30 seconds.
Jesus
Christ. I thought that was Coors Original.
Man, these are nice and cold, huh?
Are they? I'm going to have one right now. If you have any more after I drink the strawberry Fanta.
Yeah, you got the smegma right there.
Oof. Thank you.
Smeg made up.
So, yeah, man, if you guys are watching the Roach Clip Podcast, I'm very happy to be here. If you're on the live,
welcome back, brother.
Thank you, guys. It's been a while since I've been here.
We've got with the introduction 2021 Guest of the Year.
Come on now. Thank you, guys.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you. I'm very, very honored.
Welcome to 2021 Guest of the Year, El Pinche. Hey! Come on, man.
Give audience, give them some real aplausos.
Real.
There we go.
There you go.
Thank you.
We got a real audience, dude. It's just we have to cut them out.
Yeah,
because they're too fucking loud, dude.
They're too crazy.
The noise.
Salocan a la verga.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's dope to be back. I've missed the shit out of you guys. I always like do my own little like. I act like I'm on the episodes when I do get a chance to watch. I'm just sitting there like I put myself here.
Answering
trivia and shit. I get
the questions.
I did the trivia days a couple times, try to win some shit. I never won nothing.
So you made it on a great episode. We're about to try Fenny for the first time.
Fentanyl? Fucking Lord.
Excuse you, first time.
What an episode.
What a way to start.
If anything is possible. Yeah. Shit. No. I'll pass, brother. I've had some bad issues with some things before in my life. But
hey, since the last time we spoke, besides the Fanny, you started a taco shop, right?
Yes, bro. Yes.
An actual brick and mortar. Brick and Morty, as Papa Shop would say.
Yeah. We did that. We pulled the trigger on Que Suave Tacos September. Doors opened September 16th, September 17th, give or take. Que Suave Tacos actually born like in 2020 sometime, 2021 or something.
You were doing mostly catering, right?
Street tacos.
Setting up.
No, we were doing mostly street tacos on Vineyard and 16th that were right there selling tacos outside, and a couple little caterings, a couple little events.
You posted up here.
He came here one time for a couple shows, a couple good shows, great time. And then we just ran with that a little bit. It was cool, you know, hit and miss, this and that. And then had a couple good nights, and I seen a little profitable little situation, and we ran with it, dude. So, yeah, we have Quesuave Tacos open. Thank God. Make some noise.
You just got to ask the crowd in there.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys.
What made you, because you started with the barbershop, which is still going strong.
Yeah.
But what made you go into the food side of things? You know, what made you start food, like,
restaurant.
Yeah.
You're a restaurateur.
You have a restaurant now, dog.
Yeah,
that's a lot
to say. That's crazy, huh? I still wake up. I still like, damn.
You don't have really a pop-up. You don't.
No, it's a brick and mortar. We moved really quick, like crazy. I did it because I just, you know, it was a lot. It was a long, is that what you call a long-term goal in your life that I always wanted to do? I've always told myself, yeah, I want to cook one day. I want to have a little spot, you know? It was super long-term. I thought maybe when I was, like, late 40s, 50s.
Did you always have, like, inventions like that you make cooking, at home and shit?
Always been cooking at home, you know? My wife's always been, like, super mom, so I cook. Always cook for my family. When I was real big into football, watching ball every day, I always cook, came up with crazy stuff, you know?
By football, do you mean soccer or football americano?
I mean football americano. Yeah,
NFL?
NFL. So I did. I was a big football cooking dad, tailgater. I did a lot of stuff, just feeding my family, playing around with recipes, you know, learning, keeping in tune with everything. You know, we learned cooking with moms and shit, you know. So I always had a thing for cooking, bro. That's why it comes so naturally, and people are very surprised when they come to the restaurant and they're like, damn, this shit actually tastes really good. Because it's like, one thing moms taught me is like flavor, you know, like you have that flavor in your food, you know.
Sabor,
yeah.
Saborcito. Favorite.
Yeah, but mom's super Mexican, super hood. And my mom was she's an inventor too, creative. Kitchen and everything she did. I've talked to you guys maybe about my mom before, but she's always a creative. And even in the kitchen, she'd whip some shit together and just always knew how to find flavor. And so I always knew that part of it. So it worked out, dude. I mean, it's working out right now, knock on wood. It's not super crazy, super busy, but you know, you guys were there. Thank you guys for being there for the grand opening. It was a super dope first month. It was explosive. There's a lot of hype behind it. And then the next month was cool, but now it's getting really real. It's getting really real, and the challenges and shit's really real. Like where you start to like, okay, you know, you got to keep the momentum going. What you going to do now? You know? And now we're just in the swimming with the big fish, I guess. Maybe not the big fish, the little fish. We're swimming. Well, yeah.
Speaking of events, what's going on this weekend?
Oh, so Saturdays, we are having the 3rd annual Gummies Toy Run. Like you guys, last year we had you guys there. We're hanging out, having fun, doing interviews.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we got some
rest in peace to the brother.
Verde was one of the
rest in peace, Verde,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, dude, it was a little smooth thing, but unfortunately we lost that brother. A couple people that were there last year are not gonna be there this year.
Can we get a little moment of silence for the brother Verde from the Gummies?
I peed him, what, dude.
R.I.P. brother. R.I.P. anybody, everybody who's lost people
this year, and
not just this year. I know you'll never stop missing your loved ones. So
yeah, it keeps on happening, brother. It's, man, I just got some crazy news right now from a close friend. So she's going through something right now, but just a couple minutes ago. But that shit will never stop, guys. Love your loved ones and fuck COVID, fuck the whole pandemic thing. That shit happens every day.
Oh, we don't talk about that anymore.
That happens every day. It gushes.
Yeah, the pandemic's over. The roach have done. We've done caught COVID like twice each.
Yeah,
maybe three times.
Yeah, so you can
a couple undetected ones.
Yeah,
no, they're just the flu.
We come here and sneeze on each other. Like, nah, bro, it's just it's allergies.
Yeah,
it's allergies.
Deep throating the same mics.
Next thing you know, we're calling each other. Hey, bro, you know that sneeze might have been a little
excessive.
It might kill you. It might not.
Just letting you know.
I just tested positive for COVID. Ding! Yeah. Just hang up.
I got the HIV.
You don't even question the dude.
The HIV. He's ain't got the HIV.
Oh, sorry. Remember when we shared blood? Sorry.
Oh, shit. Sacrifice the lamb.
I'd rather have that than the other.
Remember when we became blood brothers? Well, we became more than that.
Yeah.
came, guess who's positive.
So this weekend, so first of all, it's let's give a big shout out to Phoenix Impact, right?
Phoenix Impact always holding us down with all the
Los Gummies, Guesuave Barbershop, and everybody else involved in
There's
this.
A lot of people
in
involved
in the toy drive.
Visio Mio Boutique, my wife, all the new people that are involved, AZV, the original Street Life, Senor Chalada. This year we got the people from Trill, the homies from Trill. We just met them. I just happened to walk in and buy records.
Shout out Big Chuck.
Yeah, shout out to Trill, for real. I just happened to walk in there and buy some records, and they were like, let's get down. And I was like, bet, bro. So, yeah, that was beautiful. Great people over there. My boy Frutas and Nono, that dude gets down. You remember Nono, right? Doing the mixed drinks and shit. Yeah, go check out Nono Saturday. He's going to be doing his thing out there. Yeah, just a bunch of great minds, great people. A lot of people that have the same feeling like we all do in our hearts, you know what I'm saying, is to help people and get back, you know what I'm saying, not just take, you know what I'm saying. At the end of the day, we really just take from people, you know, we live, these people make our livings, but when you can give back to the community, that's always, like I tell people, this is the biggest thing I've been telling people this year is like, if you didn't fucking do what the fuck you needed to do this year, you ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's time to kick back. It's time to chill. Enjoy your family. Relax. You know what I'm saying? Just start. That's why the holiday season is a holiday season. Like, stop fucking moving so fast. Stop doing everything you're doing. I'm taking my own advice, really. But if you didn't do what the fuck you need to do by this time of year, you ain't doing it. Kick the fuck back. Let the year finish and you start all over in the new year. So that's what a lot of people are doing. A lot of people still find time dedicated to Project Christmas and everything we're doing.
That's great advice. Sweet.
Yeah.
A little reset from the craziness.
Yeah, just reset. That's it.
Because another crazy year is ahead of your ass.
Yeah, another crazy year, another bunch of dope memories, another bunch of unfortunate memories and shit happening. But, you know, God is good. We just got to keep our faith in the Lord and everything we got, our family, you know, our real friends. You know, get their back, your people who support you. That's why I'm here too, man. I want to tell you guys thank you for real because I like sit there and sometimes I just sit when I do meditate for a little bit. My wife tells me I don't meditate for shit, you know, and she's right, absolutely right. But when I do sit and meditate for 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
But do you masturbate? That's the important question.
Unfortunately.
All right, cool, because your heart would have exploded now. If you're not meditating or masturbating, you're fucked. You're fucked. If you're doing both, dude, you're going to fucking live till you're like 90.
Yeah, yeah. So that's probably what.
I'm going to live forever.
People, yeah. Oh. So when I sit back and I think, bro, and I reflect, I just think of people's, you know, their faces pop up in your head. And
like
you guys,
the journey.
You guys pop up in my head a lot, you know? I'm really grateful for you guys. Damn. I'm really grateful.
Hopefully not when you're masturbating.
My head pops up for you a lot.
Speak for yourself.
You know when I do, when I am doing crazy shit like that, sometimes some crazy shit pops in my head, dude. And sometimes I'll either just keep it to myself and run with it, or I'll just, you know, I'll just stop right there.
Like what?
You know? I won't get into detail. I got Compa Junior here with me right now. That's how Compa Junior. I got Compa Junior right here. Came and sat on this.
Do you want to take the dog for a walk? I'm just kidding.
But you know, just very thankful for you guys, bro. Really, you know, what I'm saying on some real shit. No matter what, you guys are some badass dudes. I think you guys have helped definitely bring South Phoenix together. Through me, through you guys, and through our little circle network of people that we mess with. Like, people know we mess with each other heavy, you know. And then this means a lot to be able to have a platform like this. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I go back and watch episodes and play them in the barbershop and tell people to listen to them and shit, you know, sitting there, people just laughing their fucking ass off, you know. It's great, dude, and it's all about real support. Appreciate those people who really fuck with you, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of fake-ass people, a lot of fake-ass people on social media doing all the shit that we do for the wrong fucking reason, trying to turn a lick off of misfortune. I watch all that shit on the internet, on social media all day. I'm like, what the fuck are these people doing? This is supposed to just be a side little avenue to spend some of your time away from real life, but people just go really hard with it, crazy, you know? My life is fucking full of fucking adventures and episodes and shit that I don't even post on social media.
We had an influencer here earlier making a video. It was crazy. Yeah. Like, they make like little movies and.
Yeah. Shit's not real, dude. None of this shit's fucking real. Like I put on the internet the other day a couple weeks ago. A lot of people watched my shit. Like 500 people religiously watched the Guesuave story, like life, you know? And if you ain't noticed, I've never posted a misfortune on my fucking Instagram. You know, never, because I don't promote that shit. I don't tell people. I don't want people to, oh shit, Abe posted he fucking, you know, gotten this with his wife or this problem or he don't have money for this or he's this. You don't ever see me that shit. Some people put their whole life on that shit. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
That's so as they wake up and shit.
Yeah, dude. And
good
and
morning, like,
yeah,
fucking,
yeah, motherfucker.
Eyes have fucking yeah. All retarded.
If you haven't,
shit.
If you haven't caught on that I do this shit for business matters and to build me and the people around me up, you know, you ain't catching the right show. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, fucking social media is not real, dog. It's not real. You only see what people want you to see.
Yeah, that's when it's weird when like people start calling each other by like their social media names.
Super
so
weird.
We talk about that how like when we go to the cannabis events.
Yeah,
and that's like all they know each other. It's like, no, that's so and so. Like and it's like it's their persona.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like that like the metaverse, but in like reality.
Yeah.
Because people are creating this
narrative B.
This narrative B. And they just be on one.
Be on one like a motherfucker. Like, I'm about to be on this thing right here. Just
I on social dude, media.
James Brown's over here just this. Farting.
James Brown? Whew, I thought that was fucking, Junior.
Oh, that smells like incense.
Whew. Yeah, dude. So, like I said, don't believe everything you
don't believe
see
the wipes.
Don't believe
don't,
the hype.
Don't believe the wipes.
Don't believe don't, that shit. Don't.
Yo,
don't
guess. Oh
that.
Shit, King J's on.
What's up, King J?
What up,
West, y'all?
King J's a former host when he was Prince J, and then he became a king and moved on. To
he got knighted
to the King of the Snakes.
Moved on shit. To better things.
Tight.
Moved on to way better things.
Yeah. So Project Christmas, we got, that's the 20. So it's kind of done a little bit different this year, right? Like it's more sponsors than toy drops.
Yeah. It's it's still, it evolves every year a little bit. Yeah. And this year we kind of told people like, hey, like, run your own toy drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we be the beneficiary of it?
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, it's turned into a big beast. It's just hard to tame. You know what I'm saying? So we encourage people like, hey, you know, run a toy drive. You know, do promote yourself, your friends, your neighbors. We had someone way in the East Valley, our friend Jose and them from Original Street Life. They did a great job. Ran a whole toy drive over there. Had their people from their community on the east side come together, drop off toys. All Project Christmas was very fortunate. Just come and pick up the toys and know they're welcome to come with us Christmas, how we do it every year. You know what I'm saying? That works out really good. A lot more sponsors this year, like you said. People more just say, I'm going to kick you guys down. I'm going to buy all this stuff for you guys. You know what I'm saying? The drop-offs are kind of like staggered, not very many. You know what I'm saying? But it's happening. It's happening. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to keep evolving. And, you know, this year we lose we lose the projects where we started. You know, last year was supposed to be our last year there at Sydney P. This is actually going to be it for reals. There's only 10 families there, right? So we're going to go to the projects where I grew up in. That's where we started Project Christmas. I'm still going to haul everyone down there and at the least get off in the projects and take a group picture as for the memory.
Why is that happening? Why is there only 10 families there?
Because the city of Phoenix got a huge grant. Like, I don't know, it's like, I don't know how many millions, bro. Like 32 million or something. That was a lot of millions, bro, to rebuild City of Phoenix housing. So, of course, they're gonna go with new buildings and new looks and stuff like that. But I think there's more to it. Everybody from the city, people who follow me, I love you guys. I don't want to talk bad about nobody or nothing, but I will.
Fuck it, I'll talk bad about
fuck them. Fuck them. Honestly, dude, I think that these motherfuckers are getting out all the raza, the minorities out of our inner city, dog, getting them out, and they're going to push in all these what we call low-income white families in, bro. We got that in Arizona and Phoenix, bro. They're calling it mixed income now. Back to what when the projects and the housing, the families who really need it, they didn't pay shit. I think our rent used to be like 40 cents a month, right, when I was a project kid and my mom. And it fluctuated if she had a job or something. But now there's so many people who are mixed income families, but they make a little bit more. So what does that do? Displacement of all the minorities that are left in Central Phoenix, downtown and shit like that, bro. So they're throwing up these nice, fancier condo townhouse looking properties and buildings, which I think we're going to go to one this year. One we're picking is a new housing project. It's a new facility just because I want everybody to look. Still a lot of project kids that live there because they moved them fresh out the projects to the newer buildings. But they're gonna throw, you know, I hate to say just white people, but you know, people, how would I say, not just white people, man, there's every minority, every race has people who are just trying to fuck the system too, you know what I'm saying? So if you throw a low income family in there, what do you consider low income? You know, $40,000 a year, $60,000. What is it? You know, what a real low income
are they low income or in poverty?
What a real low income to me is a mom that makes 20 grand a year, 20, 30 grand a year because she has 7 kids. You know, who made some bad choices. Hey, we got to eat that. We got to help their families, right? We got to keep them, the little Chicanos and little brothers and sisters and, you know, in the community, you know, where their grandparents, tatas ran around and all that stuff. But now you're going to throw a family that makes 40K in there. And what are you going to do with the other family? You know what I'm saying? Keep bumping them, send them around the system, around the, they until they finally that, find an
that's
exit.
That's when they split the family up. The grandma takes two, the aunt takes two, yeah. They split the family.
Hey, what happens? They become homeless. Where are you taking them? To the shelter, big dog? Right? Are you kicking them all the way down?
That's the new housing. That's the housing for the.
Because you got a fat ass condominium coming up in the hood right there in Eastside Posse Projects and Dupa Villa Projects. They're not even keeping the names to these neighborhoods.
Smell you know what?
Did you stick your finger in your butt?
This is beefing it over here.
Oh. But yeah, dude, that's like, it's like a whole little conspiracy, dog, it sounds like. But, you know, I love my city, dog.
They're renewing the building or they're tearing it down and building something new?
They're knocking them down, dog. They're knocking them all the way down.
Oh, yeah, so it's going to be fucking.
Are you leaving age?
Later.
Bye, Ian.
Bye, Ian.
Certified room sick ass fool.
Certified sick ass fool.
Knocking them down, dog. Knocking down a lot of memories. I went over there and I stole my numbers off my project. I took the projects, my you know, the two part projects I lived in. I took the little number plaque for.
But also, for like those complexes weren't built to last theoretically. Like what I mean by that is we're supposed to have this system that's supposed to like push out poverty, right? Push out like. Low income, like, right, so people could perspire, yeah. But our system's so fucked up that's not going on.
It's so like they sweat a lot,
armpits. That's the first thing that came to my mind when I heard perspire.
Perspire, what do you then say?
Antiperspire. Use some degree.
Secret. You know most women wear men deodorant now?
Well, yeah, it's strong enough.
And most men wear women deodorant.
I'm wearing women's body spray right now.
Why?
Frank was wearing a women's sweater. Dude.
It makes me feel sexy. I don't know why. And I wear women's perfume sometimes.
Yeah, I have read that when men wear women's fragrances, women are more attracted to that.
Is that what it is?
Because it's a familiar smell. It's a familiar scent to them.
Yeah, I don't know, but I like it because it makes me feel sexy.
Wow. Okay. New kink.
It is. It's really, really crazy because I have a fat ass collection of designer cologne, and I wear my wife's perfume
instead of the cologne.
Does she wear yours anytime?
No, she doesn't.
It's just hers.
Yeah. What's your favorite one?
I think
right
I've seen her wear my deodorant though.
Does she dress up?
I like the Black Opium, but YSL by YSL.
What is that?
It's
brand?
A women's perfume. Yeah, YSL.
That's your favorite one.
Saint Laurent. Yeah. It's a woman's perfume.
What does it smell like?
It smells like sex, bro.
Like fucking like meckles and fucking butthole.
Smells like masa and fucking.
It smells like beautiful. Smells like my
tortilleria.
My beautiful wife.
A tortilleria and butter.
It smells like my beautiful wife when we get home from the bar, dancing all night. That's what it smells like.
What kind of dancing do you like to do?
Dirty dancing.
Bump and grind.
Bump and grind like old school R&B.
Lambada.
Lambada.
That's the forbidden dance.
Lambada.
That lambada. I always used to get when I was a kid, bro.
You gotta.
And they do the lambada on TV, I would fucking get horned up.
He said,
yeah,
I was there's a comment that says, is it anybody else having a hard time hearing us? And the answer is yes.
Because we don't have the IRA connected.
So, if sorry. Like to support us, ask how you can buy merch, right? And then that goes towards like better equipment.
Yes.
So we can fix this issue so we give you better.
Better audio.
Better audio.
Send money.
But all thank you. ASAP. Thank you for tuning in, though. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Sammy boy.
And we'll guarantee you a fucking ticket to heaven if you give your life up to Christ right now.
And this is heaven.
And send us $40 a month just to start to keep the station rolling. 60% of our viewers are contributors. Do you want to make up for the other 40%?
Sammy said, got you.
Please let us know.
We'll post a Cash App right now.
For real, dog. If you send us $100 a month.
Well, what's an IRIG?
We'll tag you on two posts every month.
Is it the IRIG that's messed up?
Okay, so explain kind of what our situation is.
No. Just explain how much it costs to fix the situation.
We don't know. We don't know what's wrong.
So we'll take all the donations.
So Instagram did an update.
Okay.
And what goes from our soundboard into the phone for the live stopped working since that update. So Instagram doesn't take the input, and we don't know how to remedy that. So we don't know if it's something that Instagram did or some fluke thing that we're not able to figure out with our equipment.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So, well, the sound is going to be a little bit horrible because the phone is like over there, guys.
Yeah, you guys are. But hey,
I really don't work here. I'm just a guest, but I could tell you why the phone is like away. We're trying to focus on talking into the mic. If we talk too loud, it's going to be super loud for the podcast. But fortunately, you can listen to it on iPodcast and Spotify.
Yep, exactly.
Probably in a few hours. And share it with your friends.
Top 5% in the world, baby.
Let's get it, baby.
Top 5% in the world.
But yeah. So, yeah, dude, I hope it stops there with women's perfume. I hope it stops there.
Have you ever start wearing tangas and shit?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Have you ever sniffed the fucking calzón?
Hey, that's one of my kinks, too.
This is a woman's sweater. You never done something like this? Put on a woman's sweater like this?
No. You know why? Because when I was little, if I didn't have clothes or if I was at the Segunda shopping or something.
You'd always go straight to the women's section?
No. Every now and then, I just had a pair of chick jeans. Remember those?
Nah, but I had Oshkosh B'gosh.
And they bun on the other side?
Yeah.
As a 15-year-old.
They were women's pants.
Yeah, they were women's pants.
The chick?
You were trying to rock something tight.
So you have worn women's clothes.
Did it have like little diamonds on the pockets?
Yeah. Did it feel right?
Were you the like, rhinestones?
I might have wore...
I like this.
I might have wore...
Have you ever worn makeup?
I wore makeups? Never. I've done nail polish.
Oh, this guy has it right now. Look,
yeah, that's if you have a daughter. That's from your daughter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's daughter shit. That's daddy. That's team real dad.
That's from Brody.
That's team real dads.
That's me, dude.
Bro,
painted his nails.
They're brothers.
Yeah, I hope it stops there. But you know, I'm
but you were gonna say when you were little, you used to.
Oh, I wore probably my mom's socks. She had those ruffle socks. Remember those 80s ruffle socks, 90s, early 90s ruffle socks?
I rocked those.
If I didn't have no clean socks, I would go take my mom's socks, wear those to school. Because my brother would beat me up if I took his clothes.
Have you ever thought about it, though?
No.
Like, I wonder how that race would feel.
I love gay people, bro. I love it. And I love feminine men. I love all that shit, but it's just not me, dog.
Have you ever really loved one, though?
I've never loved one. Never.
Did you see the video of that guy whose whole body was painted silver, and he was wearing a pink wig, and he was wearing women's underwear, and he was being walked on a leash? It came out maybe like a couple weeks ago.
You know, did I tell you guys we went to that party last Halloween?
2021 Halloween?
Yeah, we went to a house party. Party, Junior, go outside real quick, Bubba, please. Stand, just walk around and play the axe game. Sorry, I had to kick Compa Junior out for 5 minutes. I'll call you back in here right now. Look around. Oh, just crack the door.
Turn on the lights for him.
Crack the door.
Crayons or something.
See what toys are in there. See what toys are in there.
Go eat some more candy canes.
So 2021. Damn, I feel so bad. I have an interview with a lady from ASU tomorrow. She's got a ministry thing. She's trying to pitch something to me for me tomorrow. But
God bless her soul.
I am not sharing this for a week or two.
Yeah, give her some holy water.
Yeah, I got to give her some time. So if you do watch this, Miss, I don't even know you yet, but I'll still meet with you.
But if you do listen to the Roach Clip podcast, you hold
yourself.
So we went to last Halloween, not this Halloween, the last Halloween, me, my wife, Goofy, and his wife. Remember Goofy, right?
Goof.
Yeah. Big Goof, tattoo artist. Shout out Goofy. That's
shout out Goofy.
Shout out his wife.
His wife. So we went to an adult grown and sexy party.
Well, a swinger party?
No, it wasn't.
Did he have to wear a mask?
It wasn't a swinger party.
Not official.
It was an official swinger party, but it was a grown and sexy party, right? Fuck it didn't really pop off like that, right? But we went, you know, when you commit to go to something like that, you're there.
You're going
to
go,
right?
You know? There's no turning back.
God
then.
Forbid, you know.
It's like when you're trying to shit. Yeah. You gotta go.
You're there. You're in there. You want something different. It's Halloween. Yo. Look who made it, bro. My boy Felix came. You guys know. You know the guys, right?
What up, dog? What up,
man? Yeah.
Eric.
Hey, Felix.
Shout out my man Felix from Vino Vagos came in here. I kind of drug him in here. This guy's a fucking rock star. Can we get him an introduction real quick?
Yeah, go for it. Ready?
Yeah, here we are, baby, at the Roach Clip podcast episode. I don't know what the fuck, but today we got our friend Felix from the Vino Vagos. Make some noise. Catch him once a month on 102.9, mixing all the old school cumbias, corridos, rolitas romanticonas on 102.9 South Phoenix.
Stand up,
baby. We'll let him say something right now, but cut it. Thank you. Love you, brother. Thanks for coming.
All right, 2021
Halloween, we're invited to a grown and sexy party. In my head, in my pelado mind, I'm thinking it's going to be
grown
and sexy, which it was.
Everybody smelled like aftershave.
We get there.
Everyone smelled like girl perfume.
Nothing but grown penis.
Yeah, grown penis. We get there. some of the homies, a lot of my homies from Lindo Parque are my brothers.
Oh, shit.
My black brothers from the homies from the south side.
So Shea Butter,
they're the ones that put it all together. I got some good hitters from homies that are from Lindo Park in South Phoenix. Them fools are hitters. Shouts out Lindo Park, baby. Lindo Park Crip Gang, baby. You know what I'm saying? But good
dudes. We're going to bleep that part out.
Yeah, yeah. But they're really cool dudes, and they invite Abe because, you know, Abe's always into something, you know? So they're like, hey, we need you to be there. Pull up. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying, your VIP.
Hey, did the Bloods call you Babe?
No.
Hey, I got a question.
I don't think there was any Bloods in the building. There was no Bloods in that building. You know what I'm saying? I think they were wearing red, just clowning. You know what I'm saying? But they were there. Somehow one of them put it together. My boy Goob, one of them big dudes in from Lindo that move a lot of stuff.
And they were all at this grown. They were all at the grown and sexy party.
They're all there. They're all there.
Were they dressed up all grown
and sexy? Gang banging and shit. Yeah. All naked.
Crip walking on the dance floor.
Yeah. So
with their fucking dick hanging.
Yeah. No.
Spelling Crip with their pee.
It didn't get to that. It didn't get to that. Not that we seen. We left.
Not yet.
Not left. But we pull up and I'm like, cool. Of course, mostly brothers there.
How were you dressed for a grown and sexy party?
I was toga. I was a Diablos Muertos. It was Halloween.
This nigga said a toga.
Yeah. You know, I probably should have. I wore a toga here, though.
You should have worn that toga. That's grown and
that's
sexy.
Super grown
toga,
and sexy right
that
there.
That toga party, my wife made me wear calzones. I didn't want to wear no calzones.
Oh, you want to go commando?
I want to go commando with the toga.
Oh, and you were laying on that bed?
I was laying on the bed, in the middle. Like,
Webbles
I was
would have been all over the
big old purple fucking balls.
Yeah. So, hey, big old moreton showing right there. And I was laying on my side right there.
Is that a maroon octopus head?
Is that a fucking...
Who killed the squid?
Yeah, what the fuck? And then you guys see Mama come in that day. Mama was looking good on that day.
Who's Mama?
My wife, when she came in there with her little thing.
Is that a trick question?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I remember that day, and I was like, damn, Mama's looking fine in that little toga.
I thought you looked fine.
She's like,
without the underwear.
She's like, what'd you make me wear this? I feel like everybody was looking at me. I said, they were, baby. You look good, Mama. You know what I'm saying? But I like it. My wife's beautiful.
I was looking at Abe.
Yeah, my pelota was just hanging right here. I felt the breeze on my pelota.
It was actually showing chichis, too.
I caught Tolo do this, like, trying to look out of the way.
That's why there's Spider-Man and his Spidey-Whiteys.
Those dark nipples.
Yeah, you know when someone's looking and you catch them looking and you look and they're trying to, yeah.
We had a kid, we're like, hey, scratch your back. He'd be like, where?
I actually shaved my whole body that day for that.
Oh, you did?
I get into
that for wearing full Roman.
I get into my freaky moments and shit.
You
like
went
that,
full
bro.
Polanski on us.
His whole body was shiny.
Shaved like a motherfucker. Man. I put baby oil and shit everywhere. I was like,
you look Greek as fuck, dude. Yeah,
it was a vibe. Yeah. I had fun. But back to the Halloween party.
Yeah, what happened there?
So it's a grown and sexy party.
2021.
A lot of brothers. Me, my wife, Goofy, and his wife.
You're dressed like Dia de los Muertos.
We're looking grown and sexy. I'm more dressed like Dia de los Muertos.
Did you draw like a
chumbala?
A bone on your dick?
No, I didn't.
You should have, see?
I didn't know it was like that kind of party, dog.
Bro,
like,
grown and sexy? I just see.
Yeah, but.
I think penis, vagina, and titties.
Yeah, I should have not worn nothing. You could wild out there. So we pull up. We get there.
And you're
automatically overdressed. There's a lady selling dildos and all kinds of shit right as soon as you walk in.
So that's a sexy
There's part. Women walking around, you know, kind of like half-dressed, but this and that, you know.
This Did you fucking, buy a hat?
No, bro. No. I just... was,
dildo?
The girls went straight dildo to the hat. Dildos table. But as soon as we walk in...
All the
in,
girls?
No, just mom and Goofy's wife. As soon as we walk in, the whole party's like looking at them. So I'm like... Oh, what the fuck did I just walk into?
Only
right
two
now?
Girls there, huh?
Yeah, it was mostly like
they put
you know,
a
couple,
mandingo.
There was a
bunch
few
of mandingos.
Women, bunch of mandingos, sausages. And not only sausages, like
big old
bratwurst.
Sausages.
Yeah, bratwurst and shit, right? So I'm sitting there like, damn, I brought my wife in here. My wife, Miriam looks good and everything. She had a skimpy little, like,
you
not
look
skimpy,
better though.
She had a body tight little suit on, but you know, she had just, you know, she's yeah. looking good. And Goofy's girl was wearing like a little devil outfit or something, if I remember. And I could just feel everybody looking at the girls. I'm like, oh shit, what did I get myself into? Right? We're here. The girls, oh, they're having fun. They don't
gang
give a
bang.
Shit.
Throwing dildo fight.
They're having fun.
All the girls had a dildo fight.
Catching them with their vajas.
It didn't come to that. It didn't come to nothing like that. It was just being like kind of like, oh shit, this is kind of awkward, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta look out for my girls, this and that. Yeah. They're over, they're cool, they're girls.
Were you
know.
Hugged up behind her the whole time?
Nah, I didn't do the grind walk, like, the
yeah,
Walmart
the
grind walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do that where you're walking
the whispering
together.
To her ear the whole time and shit. Yeah.
No, I didn't do that.
You can be cool with the brothers, but when you get there,
it's well, my bike.
So let me tell you, it was crazy. That's not the end of the party, right? Let me tell you more. The party,
it's just begun right there.
It's just started.
We just walked
in the door.
Yeah, you walked into a fucking dildo shop. Nice.
There's dudes passing out weed, giving out weed. There was like a dispensary there. That was pretty dope. They put on a sick ass party. I'm standing there and this girl comes around the corner walking a girl on a leash, dog. Like a dog, bro.
That's
she had a little
sexy.
Mask on and this girl comes around walking this little Janita and she's standing there like a dog. Like, that's never been my thing, dog.
Goddamn, an alarm.
Did that turn you on?
Te duermes a estas horas?
Benji's calling me.
Did that turn you on when you saw that?
It did, dog. That's it cool. did. It did. And I told my wife, I said, I fucking find that a little kink in that. Like, that's sick.
Do you think that goes back to your homie jacking off a dog?
No.
Well, okay. Yeah, do you want to be the dog or the walker?
I want to be the walker, dog. I know. I don't want to be the dog.
Are you sure? You want to be Caesar?
No, I want to be I want to be Cujo's master, dog. I want to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
a little tug and pull. Hurry up, bitch. Come on.
But I found that super crazy, dog.
You could practice on Prodi if you got a TikTok.
Yeah. And the girl, she was like trying to sell pussy or something because she would come up, like the girl would let the other girl with the dog come up to you.
And lick your nuts.
And just stand by you. Like,
smell your nuts. Close,
and I'm like, bitch, I know if I pull my... You know,
my weenie out,
my dick out, or something like she's.
Nah, we call
like
it weenie, bro. We don't cuss on the Roach Clip.
$59.99 or something. My weenie, right?
Be like, bitch, dogs don't talk.
Yeah,
bad girl.
Super weird, right?
So bad girl.
It was. I'm with my wife, and Goofy was like, "We're not, you know, take it there. We're, you know, we're with our couples." So I'm like, just peeping game, right? Like, let's. There's rooms upstairs, guys. There, make yourself at home. It's
but then your
off.
But your wives are all over there, all on.
My wife and Goofy's girl disappeared, dog. They're just you know, and I'm like, oh shit. I'm scratching my head, like,
so I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm like, where are they at? You know, here, there, you know, and but they're hanging out together. They're cool.
Yeah, hanging loose,
yeah, hanging loose, right? So we somehow, oh, so they disappear, right? And I'm like, where are they? And then Goofy's kind of like, I don't know where they're at, whatever. Goofy is super spooked. Shout out to my boy, Goofy, boy. Goofy was super spooked. He's like, oh, shit, where are they at, bro? Then we find out they're upstairs in this room.
Testing the product.
There was a room, dog. That was a sex room, dog. Not a sex room, but it was.
They're watching people guachada or what?
Yes, bro. It was a live demonstration. Like
guachada.
But we were locked out of the room for like 30, 40 minutes, dog. Dude. And it was supposedly
nothing happened for, I promise you.
All women in there.
All women, dog.
Right?
Just too many dingoes.
And then I was like,
that dude that squats on the pictures.
So after they opened the door, and it's kind of like free. Everyone kind of can go in and out.
Did it smell like fucking Hugo's in there?
No. So you walk in there and you're all freaking quiet and shit. Like,
oh, shit. Like, oh, they're all worn out already.
You sit down and everyone's like sitting in a circle.
All the time. No more stress. Yeah. They're all fucking
worn out. They're all jerked the fuck off.
Smoking everyone's cigarettes. Just sitting in a circle.
Busted the biggest nut in the world.
And the girl that's walking the dog, the girl that's walking the other dog on the leash, she's freaking calling people up. And
let me smell your bellows.
Get pleasured, right? And I'm like, what the hell's going on, right? So everyone's sitting all Indian style, like watching.
What did you walk that dog to the truck?
And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, like, damn, somebody, you know, a cute girl's gonna come in through the door.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's gonna pop off. Bro, somebody's Thea or
a Dennis Rodman looking motherfucker.
Like, she looked like Acro, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Acro, like, tokens.
Her hair was like a little bit longer than Acro's. Big girl, you know what I'm saying? She's loving, feeling herself.
She got gangbanged in there, huh?
No, she was getting done by the dominatrix girl, dog. They had like a bunch of weapons laid out, and it was like real quiet, crazy room experience. And I was like, and I never been in no situation like that in my life.
Oh, that was
dog.
Your first time?
That was my first time. I was like, what is going down, right? So we watched that show. That was pretty cool.
You mean with girls, though?
It was some girl in a mask, dog. I don't know what it was, dog. Some girl in a mask, and the lady, she was doing her thing, enjoying herself, the party.
To Acro?
Running sick. Acro. Acrina.
Acrina.
Acrina. She was enjoying herself, right? And, so that's all over, right? It's done. That they go through sessions.
Yeah, an hour passed by. They finally let you go in.
You stop throwing up.
Release them. You fucking cleaned up your vomit.
Yeah, then they leave the room.
Hey, we promise you nothing happened here.
Yeah, then you're able.
Your wives are safe and
protected.
You're
able to mingle in the room.
Yeah,
like
finger
with
each
all
other.
The stuff.
Oh, and smell the, each
like
other's
taste,
fingers.
Like taste it.
And the girls.
Oh, taste test.
And the girls meet this girl. And the girl's like...
Which one? The Acro?
The
Our wives.
They meet Acarina?
There's another girl that they meet there at the party.
Okay,
just mingling, talking.
And she's and fine too, or...
She's cute. She was morenita. But she was cute. She was pretty. And there's this sleeping bag looking thing on the ground.
Oh, yes, that
boy. No, way. It's not a sleeping bag. It's a freaking...
Play-Doh.
It's a condom.
It's a suction freaking...
Oh, latex?
It's such latex a thing where you go in there, right? And the girls get her. And she's like, I want to go in there. Will you guys do it for me? Like, then there's feathers and whips and all that once you get in there.
Right.
So she jumps in this thing, right? Lays down and they zip her up, dog. And you hook up a vacuum to it. And the vacuum sucks the life out of that bag, bro. Where she's like a...
What the fuck?
Like a
going
piece of
here?
Chicken, bro. Like a piece of chicken.
And they got like a thing in their mouth where it's like...
Yes, bro. But you know what happened, dog?
Her tripas came out and you made tacos with it.
When the girl zipped her up, dog, the fucking hole for her mouth was in the wrong place, dog.
Oh,
they
shit.
Were killing her,
me
dog.
Matando, no, mames,
yeah,
way.
Bro. She's like, like,
fuck, sucking the life out of her,
like,
dude.
Something's not right, guys. Open that shit up, dog. You know what I'm saying? Open it
you
up.
You saw
dog.
The murder. Or
yeah,
did you see a
bro.
Murder?
Yes, bro.
And that's where you're on the road right now?
And I was like, bro, unzip that girl. Like, you guys are about to kill her. Then they open it up. And she's like, no, so when you zip her, like, you get the feathers and the thing and try to, like, you know.
So did you start? You did that
I'm sitting there with the feathers. They're like, what is this? Look how feels this, you know? And
did she like it?
You can see her start to panic, bro.
Did it turn her on?
I don't know, dog.
She was, at that point, she was fucking half dead already.
To me, it was going to be a case, dog. I was like, zip her out. Get her out. And when she got out, pobrecita, she's so embarrassed. She's like, oh, that was cool.
No mames.
Girl, you're about to die in there right
now. That wasn't cool. Tell me the truth.
She liked that.
Ah, cool.
I bet she had a crazy panty splash.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, it was all wet in there.
It had to
turn it inside out.
Was it a wet vac?
It was a super strong vacuum, bro. It was
a wet vac, and the wet vac saved her life.
Yeah, this shit went down.
We're gonna bleep that part out,
bro. So that was a crazy little experience. And then as we mingled more in the party, I did look in the room, and there was a lady topping off whoever walked in.
Ooh,
she was doing sloppy toppies in there, and I looked, and
just like a walk-in special. A walk-in's welcome.
Just walk in and get top.
No appointment needed.
Drive-by. Just
yeah, she was doing her thing, and that was kind of a little bit weird to me too. You know
why?
I don't know. I just the same thought. I never been in something like that. You know, I never been in a party like that. So I was like, damn, this is kind of weird to me. But I kind of just stayed away from that situation. I was like, oh, cool. I kind of looked and I felt bad, and I was like, oh shit. Like, but then I seen other dudes in there just like watching. You know, like, it was like,
that's a great opportunity.
Was that at discretions or encounters?
How do we get to this? We always get to some crazy conversations.
Because you were talking about your wife looking good because of the togas.
And then a dildo shop. And you were wearing the Goofy's wife, and your wife started buying them.
Oh, yeah, at the party, yeah.
And you're talking about the first time you got pegged, and you're like, speaking of dildos.
Yeah, dude, so this is like an intervention for me. But I liked it, nonetheless. I liked it.
So in Scottsdale, I think it's a Club Red. There's a it's like a kink fest.
Is it?
And then you go in there. There was like a girl. You paid $5.
It tickles your fancy,
and you could get like a doll. Or no, it was a dollar, or whatever it was, and you could staple it to the girl.
Yeah.
So then you get like a $5 bill or whatever it was.
Oh shit!
Just put it anywhere. Boom, on her titty.
$100 bill right in her pussy.
You get like $20.
I'd have put one right in her fucking forehead. Oh, excuse my language. Damn, sorry.
You could cuss or whatever.
Yeah. I thought
fart,
you said you guys could.
Fart, fuck, bitch, shit, cock up, poo-poo.
I'd have fucking
dildos.
Bah. You know what I'm saying?
Right on tour.
But yeah, it was a cool experience, dude. It was something that I never did before. I was like, holy shit, it was cool. I left. It was cool. We all left safe. Everybody together. There's no problem, no fights, nothing crazy happened. A
couple STDs.
No.
Not even doorknob.
It's one of those things, like, it's my girl, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not coming there for that. Like, came to check out the vibe. It was a special invite. It was a special invite and shit, so.
So that's how orgies start. Like, you just don't show up naked.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened the first time I went to encounters and shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
You went?
It's just fucking same shit going on, you know, fucking. They have a little dance floor in the bottom and little rooms. There's a fucking old man, you know, jacking off. You know, big screen TV right there. And then you walk upstairs, they have all the rooms right there.
Yeah.
You could see in there. They could look at them, but they can't. It looks all dark.
Did you go by yourself, brother?
No, we went with my cousin and a couple homies. So we're at the strip clubs. And you know how they close at 2, yeah.
You guys are all fucking calientes already.
Yeah, like, you know, they close at 2 and shit. And that shit don't close till 5. So we're like, let's go fucking check it out. We're like,
shit. Bro, the encounters. Did, did you have the whole Jesus vibes? Jesus Christ vibes?
No. I had short hair. But
I was baby Jesus.
That was fucking.
That's what's up, dude. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was fucking wild seeing that shit for the first time, too. You know, people fucking just fucking live right there. And,
yeah. That's a crazy shit. That's a crazy experience. I've experienced something like that before. But
it's consensual.
My boy went, he went there too, and he says that he went one time and there was a tranny on the swing. There's like 13 little Honduras dudes around her.
Just, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing, and they're having a blast. And he spoke it in high detail. I said, damn, I wonder if you weren't one of the ones that was
seen it up close and personal.
Yeah, that's kind of up close and personal.
Got a little too much detail.
Yeah.
Did they have like a Honduras flag? Like, how do you know?
They were right? Like, I don't know. Was he speaking Honduran with them or something? Like, you know, like, how did you know that, my boy?
The length of their foreskin.
I won't say his name, man. Shout out my boy Naps.
Shout out Gordo.
Naps. Shout out my boy Naps, my plumber. But yeah, it's a crazy thing. Shout out my man Snakes. I see a
couple
did a great
plumbing
jumped on
job.
The life. But yeah, dude, that's some crazy kinky shit, man. That shit. You lay some pipe, you did some good.
So you want to know the crazy one? The crazy little hookup spot? So I used to be a driver and would take gay dudes. to, there's a gay bathhouse.
You would take gay dudes to the gay bathhouse.
And so I'd go drop them off. And it was, this was on, so Indian School on 12th Street. Okay. There's a building. It's on the north side of the road. And it has like this weird, like, structure, like a sculpture.
Yeah.
It's almost like a box. You know what I'm talking about?
We're at.
It's I think.
By the park or?
Kind of near the park. It's on Indian School and I think it's like 12th Street or like 14th Street, somewhere right there. Yeah. Or maybe it's just past Indian School. But it looks like an office building and it has this really weird like structure, like this really weird like little sculpture in the front. I think it's red. It used to be orange. And it's so discreet. And apparently it's a gay bathhouse, like it's or a gym. That's how it works. It's a quote unquote gym. So you pay for your membership or a day and you go, you know, they have steam rooms and shit. But so the hotel I worked at, because like I said, I was a driver, was on Central and Thomas.
Yeah.
So that was like within our range. And dude, like, and it'll be like fucking, you know, 10 o'clock at night, you know, because at those spots too, that's where prostitutes will meet their Johns. So that's where they'll meet up.
What time would you get there? What time did you go inside?
I'll say I'll be back in 30 when I clock out. But those ones though, honestly, man, those are like the most like creepiest guys. Cause you know, like they had like families back home. They were married.
Yeah.
And they just had like that fucking serial killer vibe. And
that weirdo fucking look.
And I'm not saying gay guys are like that, but those ones who had to go these like really crazy bathhouses, they always gave me a really weird vibe. But they tipped good. But they tipped well.
I think some straight people are weirder than fucking anything. Bro.
All he had to give him a hand job.
Just a tip. That's all he give you. Just a tip, so, Franco.
Just a tip. That's crazy, brother.
Just the tips.
Sex parties.
But yeah.
Tips.
Yeah, this is Christmas, man. We shouldn't be talking about none of this stuff, man.
That's why you kicked kicked your son out.
Yeah. Oh, where is Compa Junior?
He went home. He went outside with the ghost.
Compa Junior.
He's right there. Compa Junior.
Compa Junior.
You're welcome back in.
Shout out Compa Junior. You good, bro? You on your phone? Leave the door open. Yeah, so, yeah, man, back to Christmas, though, man. It's been beautiful. 5 years strong, guys. Project Christmas. Sorry about that. This is an adult show, just let you guys know, you know what I'm saying? But it is, we are here talking about our community
work. Right when you log off, there you go.
No, I wasn't logged off. I've been watching this live because there's a lot of questions and people that.
Yeah, those are Roach Clip conversations right
it's
here.
It's a little Roach Clip combo. You
they
know
get
what
a little
saying,
religious, a little happy, and then a little horny, and then.
But that's just shows
all over the place.
Little STD.
Hey, that what makes us real. What the work we do is real. Like
we're real people. Yeah. I mean.
And we give back.
Yeah. We give back.
Give back to the
last. But yeah, 5 years, guys, this is gonna be a dope one. 5 years, you know, Project Christmas has evolved, of course. I want to thank my brother right here, Felix Rhino Vagos. He's gonna do a little something. We dragged him on. Felix is gonna do, what are you guys doing? They're gonna do like a toy collection at their events coming up for Project Christmas, and we'll hope to give them people like him good experience, you know, what it is to help the neighborhoods. You know, he's probably done his own things. I don't know. This dude's been around, you know, advocacy and a lot of putting on for the raza and brown berets and shit like that. You know
when I first met Felix, he was.
I used to be a brown beret. Shout out to the brown beret culture.
Shouts out to the brown berets.
Yeah, he was still in high school, and we were working on some workers' rights campaigns and stuff, and. Yeah, and it was crazy. Then we met again on the music scene. We were just talking about this yesterday, as a matter of fact. But I was like, damn, you're in high school at that time. He was like, yeah. So his whole, he knows what's up.
Yeah.
And those are the neighborhoods that he's definitely familiar with.
Yeah,
represents.
Dude. I clicked a lot with Felix because just kind of like, you know, his little vibe and how I met him through you, Franco, you know. And I feel like I've known this dude a long time, so. His vibe, how he carries himself, you know what I'm saying? Respect, his interest in the street culture, you know what I'm saying? How he grew up and the way he grew up. And he's done a little bit. He knows graffiti and stuff like that. You learn a lot about people every day. And sometimes, you know, it's more appealing. You get, come more attracted to the person, really fuck with them. So but I really fuck with Felix on the record shit though. I think I already knew a couple of people that collected records, but when I met Felix, I knew for sure I was going to collect records. So I started collecting records.
Felix got you collecting records?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, dang. He did, dude.
He big mic'd you.
I could give him that for the rest of my life. Because I used to fuck, you know, I fuck with my friend Lee and a couple of people that I know that have done records.
Lee?
But when I seen what he was collecting, I was like, shit, like this shit is really real. I don't collect what he collects, you know. I leave it to someone like him who's a professional with it. But I started collecting the stuff I know a little bit more about. I know a lot of stuff about what he does, but he's you know, above and beyond with it. The shit he collects too, the shit he collects brings me back a lot of childhood memories, like when I was little. Like, you know, the Temerarios, Caminantes, Los Freddy's, Absence, Bookies, all that shit, dude. I remember, I'm going to tell you guys a quick story one time.
Indio.
Indio Bronco, you know what I'm saying?
Se murió mi amigo Bronco.
Yeah.
Se fue ver que más allá.
Yeah. So the shit, yeah, he got anything you tell him, he got that shit, dude. And I'm like, damn, this dude's.
Se robieron sus tobillos.
You know about that shit,
yo no tuve que matar.
Yeah, we're around the same age. This fool knows all this shit, right? So the shit that he collects, my mom and dad used to just drink and do cocaine to that shit. You know what I'm saying? When I was little, they were.
I like all those things.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say parents.
You can say whatever.
Can I say drugs, cocaine, butt rockets?
Whatever, cocaine, crack.
So, my mom and them
suppositories.
When I was little, they used to knock this music that he plays, right? My mom and dad used to knock that, say, "Van al baile."
In the whip.
In the Camaro. You know what I'm saying? They used to have a little Camaro. My mom had the Camaro with the little bra on it and the shit, you know, in the 80s. She would go. We always knew our parents were going out. This story is really dope because it's Christmas and I'm going to bring back this memory. I'm reliving it right now. My mom used. We knew our moms were going to go out to either to the.
Timing.
Back in the days, they used to go to the Crystal Palace or they used to go to. What's the other Crystal Palace they used to go to?
A Pajarito?
Not the Pajarito. I think that was kind of like a little bootleg place they didn't like to go to.
Capri?
And Riverside and all them other places. Old school places. My mom and dad are not cowboys. My mom and dad are gangsters, bro. Like, they're like my dad's a chuco, like, no khakis and Stacy's and shit. My dad's not a cowboy Mexican. He's like a chucoed out kind of. They're from Juarez, right? So back to what I was saying. So they used to knock this music all the time. My parents drank a lot of Bacardi. We used to live right there downtown in my neighborhood, and also around Fifth Street, the Roosevelt Row neighborhood. That's where I grew up. When I was born, I lived in Roosevelt Row, and then we started banging from our hood.
Is that like Death Row?
Nah, it's Third Central, Third, Second
Skid Row,
Fifth Street and Pierce.
Like, those are the Hispanic, you know, families that lived there before the artists moved in, yeah. And then before the hipsters moved
so
in.
So that community is the Churchill neighborhood. So the Churchill, well, I'm getting off topic, but I'll say this about the community because I'm like him. I like to remember. I like to know the history of my city. Churchill is a white neighborhood, right? White people left Churchill Winston. When the minorities came, right? The minorities came. Fucked that whole neighborhood up, turned it into a dope fucking mecca in downtown Phoenix, bro. It's crack everywhere, heroin everywhere, dope houses everywhere, and raza living everywhere, right? White people left. Now the white people came back, but they knocked down all the damn houses, started doing all the artsy shit. Now that they're doing, there's probably no.
It was a donut city, is what they call it.
It's crazy.
White flight.
Our city's so weird, bro. How. They leave, the white people would leave, and they come back, and they leave, and now coming back now and just building and rebuilding. So back to
But that's
the music.
What they call white flight.
Yeah.
And they take money, leaving it for, like, holy spots for, like, minorities to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where we live. When I was born, I lived on Fifth Street and Pierce in the Churchill neighborhood, and then we moved to my barrio right there on 7th and Fillmore. And then that's where we, you know, became from our neighborhood and grew up doing that little gang shit when the flip of the switch went off 1990. Everybody was a gang member all of a sudden. But my parents knocked all that old music because that was their shit. I remember I used to walk in the bedroom and my mom and all her friends and shit, they would be sitting on a waterbed with a fucking in the circle. And I'd be like, what the fuck's going on? Like, they'd be on my mom's king size waterbed and they'd be all sitting like in a circle on their stomachs. And in the middle of the bed, there'd be a big ass fucking mirror just with all kinds of fucking, you know what I'm saying, cocaine on that bitch. I used to party hard. But they would knock that music. And you would know what your mom and dad were going to go out because they're like going to go to the violin. They always talked about Crystal Palace and all this shit. And like, yeah, we're going to go. I knew they were going to go out when they took us to the fucking store and bought us a bag of Doritos.
All kinds of.
And a fucking, we'd get bag of Doritos, bean dip, and we either have like a pato sauce and other little snacks and shit. And like, oh shit, they're going out tonight, right? So they'd go out, party, come back all fucked up. This particular night that I'm telling you the story about, they didn't go out. I remember my parents were sipping Bacardi, bumping that shit, like them at Adios and shit. I think that album, what album is the one where, I can't remember the name of the album, what it was, but it was at them at Adios. They were knocking that night. They were bumping this and that. And my parents were like those drunks that start fighting, bro. You know what I'm saying? Always fighting and shit, fucking each other up. But it was mostly my mom, dog. My mom was real crazy. Like,
Native.
Like, throw chingazos. Yeah, like, mom was not Native. She's she's Mexican as fuck, you know? So they start scrapping, dog. And I'm like, shit, it's Christmas, dog. We had already opened the presents and shit. Christmas night, dog. And my mom and dad started fighting.
You got gifts at a free pay-per-view?
Yeah, dog. Fighting ugly, bro. But putazos, bro.
Dang, your mom and your dad?
Yeah, dog. That's how I grew up, dog, in my house. There was no fucking little slapping you here and there. It was putazos, dog. And it was always my mom fucking my dad up and him not wanting to hit her. But at the end, I would be like, just pegale, my dad. Like, fuck her up. Like, she's fucking you up, dog. So my dad would get frustrated and have to put his hands on her, like, at the very, like, end, right? So my mom used to always have a little Dookie Deuce, dog. She had a little Lorsen, a little nickel-plated Dookie Deuce, the little chrome ones. Dog, tell me why we were fucking sitting inside the house fighting there, crying and shit, dog. I might get my mom indicted for this shit, dog. But
no, it ended.
Yeah.
He's putting it back on.
But anyways, my mom fucking, dog, we're in the living room kind of like sad because they're fighting, they're drunk, but we're already used to this shit. And we hear pop, pop.
Oh, shit.
Right? And we're like, what the fuck? Me and my big brother Oscar, like, what the fuck just happened?
Shout out, Oscar.
Yeah. We walk out the front door of my house right there on 7th Avenue, Fillmore. We go, little kids, we walk out to the front, look, see what's happening. We look down, and my dad is shot on the front outside the door. She hit, my mom's hit Pops right here in the back and hit him in the shin. With the 22 talking about, ya levántate, güey, no te hagas. And my dad's like, ya, Elvia, ya.
And the backer's like, pero recuerda.
Yes, nigga, the back is perfecto. Perfecto y tú lo. Yeah, bro. Knocking back there all. Shit, dog. Knocking that shit, dog. And we would be like, what the fuck is this shit really happening, dog?
That was that house that you don't, that's no longer there?
It's there still, yeah.
And that was on Christmas?
718 West
Fillmore.
That was
Fillmore. Christmas?
Christmas on night, Fillmore, dog.
Did you live by a 718 Michael West Carball? Or?
No, they're on the east side of, we're on this side of the buildings. They're on that
oh,
side.
On this.
We're from 6th Ave, 7th Ave, yeah. That's where Gracie's is at. That's my hood. I took you there. And when we went to see Felix, remember?
I took you there.
Yeah, you took me there, right?
Because all the bloodies were over there on the other
side. Yeah, dog. So she popped my dad. Pop, pop. And my dad's on the ground leaking. And she's like, levántate, güey. No te hagas pinche ojos. I don't know what they would start fighting for. Worst case scenario, dog. A few minutes later, that shit is knocking. She's bandaging him up. And they're back kissing and hugging like nothing happened.
Dog. Oh, yeah, that music reminds you of that, that love. That
that's
they
the
always.
Shit that shit reminds me. So when I met Felix through you, when I heard you him bumping that shit.
Hey, are they still together?
Unfortunately, no. Nah, they're separated butt cheeks. By the government. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, unfortunately not. Moms and pops live in two different. Pops is back in Juarez and moms is here. But yeah, that was the shit, dog. That was the music, dog, of the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and now I hear it, and that's why I'm so in tune in touch with this dude, because this dude plays that music, and he comes with records, and I'm like, damn, dude, I remember that shit when I was a kid. Like, I remember that. My mom was always a little, out the violas and shit, you know, with her friends. She had a lot of gay friends. A lot of Mari Machas, her homegirls would come around, and I seen all that growing up. They were cool.
Brody's a Mari Macha.
Tolo is the main Mari Macha.
Yeah, that's why I fuck with a lot of gay people también, you know, because I know how
especially
to
relate. Especially Tolo,
to huh? I fucks with my brother.
I fucks with
this girl, butt. Sexy.
In the butt. What's today? Wednesday. You are listening to the World's
Now it's time for Fun Facts with Franco.
No.
These are over 1,400 facts that'll knock you sideways. Franco, what do you got for us today?
Mind blown facts.
There are 8 million Jehovah's Witnesses on Earth.
What? There's what?
There are 8 million Jehovah's Witnesses on Earth.
So 3 went to my house today and I had my lady lie to them.
What'd you tell them?
The fools that always come visit me. I told her, tell them I'm not home because I'm tired of talking to these motherfuckers. They ain't going to convert me, goddammit.
How do you know the difference between a Jehovah's Witness and a Mormon?
Helmets?
One likes more men than the other. No, I don't know how.
Ding, ding, ding. I don't know. I'm just wondering. I always never know who's who.
So there's over
a name tag.
There's over 8 million Mormons in the world, and 3 like to fuck with Tholo.
Nice. That's a fun fact.
If you get a Mormon come to your house, my wife used to. I'm bad, dog. My wife used to get mad at me, dog, because them dudes will do anything, dog. Right? They'll do anything.
Yeah, oh, you're putting the work.
Yeah, dude. I used to get him to do the yard and shit like
that. Oh, no way. I didn't know it goes that deep. Fuck. Yeah,
next time, Tholo be like, hey, call him back.
Next time I give him my fucking early voter sheet. Be like, here, vote for me, asshole.
Mr. Calvillo, can we help you with anything around the house?
You're like, need some weeding done?
I'm like, yeah, dude. As a matter of fact, dude, I'm getting ready to cut these trees and these, you know. Like, well, we'll help you. And I'm like,
I get in a bag full of fucking Blockbuster tapes and tell him to rewind them all for me.
That's one way to get rid of them, though, because I know I did it a couple times, once or twice. And I was like,
hey, like, fuck, no, that Mexican's so good and put us to work.
Yeah. So
out of those 8 million, what happened?
That's just a fun fact. There's 8 million of them.
Damn, that's crazy.
There are 8 million Jehovah's Witnesses on Earth, but according to their teaching, only 144,000 people will be saved at the end of the world.
That's it out of 8 million?
Yeah. So those 3?
Is that 8 million of all time or just like alive now or?
Right now.
Probably currently, yeah.
Like currently living.
Damn, so there's probably another fucking like 16, no, probably like 100 million, right, that perished, no more?
Yeah, that's a lot of motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
If not in the millions, because how long have Jehovah's Witnesses been around?
Yeah, so what if the quota is already full and these assholes are still wasting their time?
Right? Yeah.
You too can pet lions with us. Like, shut the fuck
only
up.
Only the first 144,000.
They think Jurassic Park's a fucking thing. Give it to us, Franco.
Russell Brand's My Bookie Wook is banned from Guantanamo Bay.
Russell Brand, that actor dude?
Yeah, that comedian or whatever he is. He's like English.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He was married to Katy Perry.
So his book's banned from Guantanamo Bay?
Shit, not to interrupt you guys.
What, you poop?
No, the girl from Cheers died, dog.
Oh, yeah.
The Scientologist lady?
She died.
I know her from Look Who's Talking, but keep going.
I used to jerk off to her when I was little.
Ew.
Watching Cheers.
I used to jerk off to her when she got fat.
Yeah, she still looked good.
Her and Anna Nicole Smith.
What was her name?
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
Christy Alley.
Christy Alley, bro. R.I.P. to her, bro.
R.I.P.
That's a legend.
She was only 71.
John Travolta.
A legend.
My heart feels for you, carnal.
Yeah, that's the second one he lost, because then he lose Olivia Newton-John and she die.
Damn, John Travolta's going to outlive everybody.
No, it's because he's a machine now, dog.
Well, he sucks meat, so if you suck meat, you're going to live longer.
Okay, carry on.
We're going to bleep that part out.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Is not Poe.
Received.
Did not invent the Poe boy.
Only $9 for his publication of The Raven.
What? That shit's probably made millions of dollars.
How much did he receive?
$9.
But when was this? 1800 something?
Shit don't matter.
It don't matter. $9 is...
That fool's going platinum from that book.
At the most, it probably was worth $100. And The Raven?
When did The Raven... Let's see. Hold on. How much was The Raven about?
How much money has The Raven made?
You quote The Raven evermore.
Isn't there... Yeah, that's for our OnlyFans.
It gets real crazy
when
in
was,
here.
We used to have a fun fan out here.
Raven.
Our only fan, but
it broke.
Our only fan is the one watcher on live.
So what happened, Franco? The Raven?
$18.45, $9 inflation.
Oh, yeah, let's see. What's it worth today?
$352.91.
See, that ain't shit.
How much books has the Raven sold? How much money has the Raven book made?
How many copies of the Raven been sold?
Damn, but those $9 probably bought him a house.
Not really.
$1,842.
$300?
Back in the day, probably $300. $9? Come on, dude.
If 5 cents was $9, a lot of money,
the burger was 25 cents. He went through that. He went through that shit. Fucking.
How many burgers did he eat?
Fucking one.
If he received $9 and each burger is 25 cents, he spent all $9 on burgers. How many burgers did he eat?
32.
Edgar Allan Poe ate 32 burgers.
36, maybe.
Shit, not Ingasu burgers.
Ingasu.
Those are $16.
$16. So he would have ate. He would have got my leftovers.
Yeah. He got some 16.
Would have split one in half.
Damn. Okay. Cool.
Cheeks.
Carry on.
Oh, you want more?
Give him one more.
Fact, one more, just for shits and gigs.
Who's the greatest magician in the world? Houdini.
Houdini. Or
I'm not Houdini. Yeah, I'm the nigga with the beanie.
Houdini
bought Edgar Allan Poe's writing desk.
Yeah, for fucking $4.
For half of his fucking fortune.
And he still didn't get a cut.
Give you $4.50 for that, bro.
Half of all my fortunes I made off the Raven.
Is it not even $4.50?
The dude who bought the Raven bought the desk off him. That's fucked up.
Dang. Now he's selling them.
He paid $14 for everything. Now his family's fucking set. Generations are set. There's probably even movies about this shit.
There's people who can really get together and track that shit down and get some money from.
What money?
From the Raven.
Shit, I could probably make $9 off. Yeah. I'll go find a few copies at the thrift store.
Pody. We'll just change your name to Pody.
Edgar Allan Pody.
Edgar Allan Pody.
Edgar Allan Poe.
He probably looked like you too.
Yeah.
Or Edgar Allan Poe.
Philosopher.
Brody.
You look like a philosopher.
Edgar Allan Poe. Like Brody. Fucking. You look like one of the Spartans that didn't make the cut.
Yeah. Got launched off the fucking cliff.
I love Brody.
I was like Floyd. Yeah. I couldn't read the fucking script.
Yeah, dude. I was stoned out of my mind. But,
you're stoned?
No, Brody was. That's why he didn't make the cut.
But they had to throw him off the cliff.
Yeah.
Brody's had to kick him.
Cliffhanger.
Brody's the one that
hanging off the edge.
No, they gave him the job to look at the pretty girls and read their eyes, you know?
The what? The philosopher?
You know when they go to that mountain with the shamans or whatever they are, and the girls are like, and the dude's like smelling.
Like the elders?
Yeah. You know, it's just, you
like
see that
like the Aztec blanket. Where the vato's holding the hyena.
Yeah.
You smell like staminka.
Yeah. Crazy.
You know what the staminka is?
No.
The salamanca?
Salamanca.
Salamanca.
The salamincas.
Well, fellas, it was a great episode. Thank you, Abe, for fucking sharing those beautiful stories with us.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the roaches. Brody, any closing words, final thoughts before we dip out of this motherfucker?
Final thoughts, man. Shout out all the roaches, you know, who always tune in. Shout out KDIF 102.9, man. Come donate some fucking toys for the toy drive, you know.
Bring some fucking juguetes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And, you know, shout out Smokey Smoke Shop, like always, you know, always hook it up with all your smoking needs.
83rd Ave, Lower Buckeye.
At all times, sir. But
KDIF 102.9. Yeah. Come check out the barbershop. Guess why? Barbershop.
19th Avenue Broadway.
Guess why? With tacos, slowly but surely, we're growing a empire. And then
go buy every yourself year, a Ingasu.
Project Christmas AZ, guys. Don't ever forget about it.
Never. Only
the rawest hood experience, the real contribution to the kids. It's just the truth, bro. It's done. Brought a lot of good people and made a lot of friends and connected a lot of people. It's
a beautiful thing. Watch everyone come together.
Yeah, hope to see all you guys there Christmas morning like we do every year.
I'll be there.
We're going to make some noise. Saturday, if this makes it on air or live, South Phoenix, Saturday, the 3rd annual toy run, we have the block party at the barbershop, 11 to 5. It's going to be popping. Have at least 100 of Arizona's finest bikers pull up. Vendors. Chingaderas.
And Bender's gonna be there.
Yep, and Brody.
What?
From Futurama?
Yeah.
It's gonna be popping. Shouts out my boy Jerry too. I was showing love.
Shout out Big Jerry Bear. Franco, any closing words before we dip?
Yeah, we got the Breezeway 3-on-3 pickup game. New Year's Day.
All hungover, all pedo and shit still. Man. Barfing out menudo.
What time? That's like 1 to 4, right? I think it's 1 to 4 New Year's Day.
That's hooping or what?
That 3-on-3, yeah, basketball game here at the out on the basketball courts. Shout out to the homie Smoke, who's getting that all cleared up, organizing that.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to come
and
sell
that's
going to
be
day.
A precursor to another event we're going to have in the spring, where it's going to be the Breezeway Art Forte collaboration with KDIF. We're going to have a basketball tournament, graph going on, b-boying, and some of the finest hometown MCs. So and, details to tacos. That to come. So
I'm signing up right now for that as a food.
And then we got the toy drive. Please come bring your toys here to the station or to the barbershop. You know, if you want, what do they text to get involved?
602-576-7532.
And
602-576-7532.
And then we got the KDIF New Year's Eve party. Those details are to come. More likely, you know what? If you're the homie, you know what's up. You support us. You're invited. So just get at the DM and we'll give you those details. We're not going to put it out officially because we don't want a bunch of knuckleheads coming up.
Follow the Vinyl Woggles.
And definitely come and that's actually going to be a roll bounce. So bring your skates and
like roller skates.
Roller
bounce. I got that. I found that the other day. Faking single six.
And of course, you know, KDIF, everything they do, all the shows. There's something going on every day of the week, 24/7. Donate not only toys but cash to upgrade our equipment, get better service and content, and all that.
You don't
want to
see a ski mask. You don't want to see a ski mask come out.
No ski mask.
Keep us here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah! Shout out to all the listeners, all the roaches. Shout out to the homeboy Abe for coming through.
Thank you.
Shout out to Felix from Vinyl Vago. Shout out to Brody. Shout out Jerry Bear. Shout out Franco. Shout out Ian. Shout out Stone Age. We are the Roach Clip Podcast. Go fuck yourself, bitches.
Goodbye.
That was crazy. I'm gonna probably get in trouble for it.